The Diamond Creek is on the Hualapai Indian Reservation, about 225 miles from Lee's Ferry, pretty much the end of most river trips. A lot of them will continue below Diamond Creek, but most of them nowadays take out here. And there's a primitive dirt road, depending on the weather conditions of what shape the road is in. It comes down Peach Springs Wash, which is a major fault area, and which is why there's able to be a road here. And it comes down and meets Diamond Creek itself about a mile and a quarter from the Colorado River. And it would come in on what would be Peach Springs Wash River right. And at that location, near the junction there, was a Farley Hotel in the late 1800s, a tourist accommodation hotel. And so roads were down there early on. John Wesley Powell went right by this location. It's a small tributary, small stream, unless there's a flash flood or debris flow coming down through the side canyon. And you pretty much drive up through the creek bed. It takes its name from maybe some quartz that were in the area, or the shape of Diamond Peak, which is nearby. You can climb up to the top of that, and the elevation at the top of Diamond Peak is about the same elevation as at Lee's Ferry. So 1,800 feet above where you are when you're at Diamond Creek. So you can see that the rivers drop 8 feet per mile, and you can see that 1,800 feet exposure by looking at Diamond Peak. Up at Peach Springs, up at the top of Peach Springs Wash, the Diamond Creek Road, is the little town, and there was a railroad stop there and a telegraph office. It's also kind of the capital of the Hualapai Reservation. And in 1890, Robert Brewster Stanton led the second successful expedition. And they had lost a boat on the trip, and so the boats were overloaded, and 3 men left the trip at Peach Springs. And on the hike up, one of the members, Leo G. Brown, carved an inscription in a rock about a couple of hundred yards up the creek bed. And 3 men left the trip. Stanton went up to the telegraph office and telegraph exchanged with William Henry Jackson, who developed the photographs, the glass plates, and the roll film from the photographs that Stanton had taken after Franklin Nims had been evacuated after he fell and hit his head. Nims was the photographer. Stanton took over the duties and found out that all the photographs turned out fine. And Stanton was a complete amateur at that. No shutters at that time on these lenses, so all you did was take off the lens cap and expose the film. Sunnier weather, you didn't expose it as long as in cloudy weather. So Stanton was just making educated guesses at how to expose the film, and the films turned out fine. Took over between 500 and 600 films, I think, exposures on the whole trip. So Diamond Creek now is it's a toll road for the Hualapai Indians, and they charge for the use of the road, and they also maintain and upkeep it. And I've run out of things to say.
That's probably good.
Well, that's another 3 minutes, but that's all right.
Yeah.
That's good.
You have to maybe do a little editing.